Palpatini friends, welcome in. You're listening to Jawa Chatter, a Star Wars podcast that drops every Thursday morning. I am one of your hosts, Jeffers. With me are my co-hosts, Nerdy Knightley. That's him.
What?
Hey.
You said every Thursday morning, and I was like, does our podcast come out on Thursdays? Because we record on Wednesdays, and I don't know why my brain just like,
Oh my God.
No, we're a Wednesday podcast, but it's because that's when it's on my schedule.
How much whiskey have you had this evening?
Oh, none. It was literally just my brain for a second was like, no, it's Wednesday today.
Yeah, we all
that's
have
fair.
Those. Yeah,
I only half listen when Jeffers talks, Claudia. Come on.
That's okay. Fair.
Well, we're starting the podcast in a hurtful way. All right, that sounds good.
I think we're just doing the podcast the way we do the podcast.
Yeah, it was me alone against him on the last episode of us chatting. I was like, oh, no one's here to make fun of Jeffers with me. That's not what happened.
I actually said I miss Nerdy, and you pointed out if he was here, he would just be making fun of you anyways.
Yeah.
Wasn't that weeks ago?
That was just last week.
That's last week.
Yeah.
Time is no construct.
There's no time concept.
Here's the thing, okay? We hit August 1st. And then Clarus and I realized that like we had Dragon Con and Fan Expo coming up at the end of the month. And that everything had to get handled so that we could be away for 2 weeks. And then Clarus and I were like, hey, we were watching The Sandman, which we reacted to on our channel. Go check out those reactions. They performed very well. Thank you to the 4,000 people who have subscribed in the last 2 weeks. But we were watching, and there's an episode where there's a Disney World reference, and
oh.
It doesn't matter. Clarus was like, how far is it from Atlanta to Disney? And I was like, oh, it's like 6.5 hours. And she's like, oh, we should go to Disney World after Atlanta. And I was like, oh, okay. So we decided to add going to Disney World for a week to celebrate our second anniversary. We got married 2 years ago to the end of this vacation. And so now we're going away. We're basically gone for like 2.5 weeks now.
Wow.
And so it became a question of like, oh, all of this stuff needs to get done. And so we've been working like morning to night every single day trying to bang out all of this stuff so that we can go away for this time and not feel like we're, you know, losing everything. And it's been a lot. My brain is like pulled in 9 different directions right now, but it's so good. And it's such a good time to be me that I can't complain.
So that's a long way of saying that Nerdy's brain's fried and he doesn't know what day it is or when the podcast releases because he doesn't know what day that is. But he does know. He does know.
The podcast. I don't even have like I don't even have login information for the podcast.
You can have it anytime you want.
I sent it to you. I asked for it long ago and it was never sent my way.
No, that is not true.
And that is not true. Claudia makes the thumbnails and not me, which is great because I don't know if I could take on any more thumbnail work. I have too many fucking thumbnails.
Claudia doesn't make thumbnails.
I don't do them anymore. Jeffers does them all.
I do everything.
I used to once upon a time.
This is how little I know about how this podcast runs.
Exactly.
I didn't know that.
I just show up.
Anyways, what we're talking about today.
Oh my God, I went to the bookstore today.
Oh my God.
No, this is actually what we're talking about.
Okay,
no.
Cool.
This is what we're talking about.
All right, go for it.
This is a serious topic.
All right, I'm listening.
Dear Star Wars. I get it. Look, I get
he gets it.
You want to make all the money. And
all of it.
Okay, Jeffers.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to
He's having a monologue and it's solo.
I'm going to take
Holy crap, that thing.
Thank you with it. Look at how thick this is.
That sounded kinky. I'm not like,
but then, like
not into
later,
it.
This came out. And then like today or yesterday, this came out. And I'm like, this is so many pages. And
so,
I'm going to read them all.
I have an idea. I have an idea. So if you go to what you can, Nerdy can tell me the link exactly, but they have a promotion where if you go to Audible and use their link, you can get.
I can't throw that in this podcast.
Fine. Then
no, if you go watch our book club.
There you go. There you go. Let's just keep sending them away from this podcast. But no,
I'm actually not allowed to like promote our promotion code on other shows because
fair enough.
Promotion code. It's literally in our contract. We're not even allowed to mention it in other YouTube videos that are in our channel next
all right.
to those.
Well, you didn't mention it. I mentioned it. I won't say the rest of it. That's fine.
Look at this.
But my suggestion to you, Nerdy, is to start listening to audiobooks.
I can't.
Why?
Because I can't pay attention to them. I will hear it and I'll start doing things, right?
I do that.
I'm a tactile person. And I'll be like, oh, I'm going to like throw on the audiobook while we do dishes or whatever, right? Because Clarus and I have a book club. I have to read for my job.
Like, yeah.
200 to 400 pages a week of The Wheel of Time for my job, right? So for the
That's
other podcast. And so for me, like Clarus will listen to the audiobook while she's sewing. and I will sit there and like try and pay attention. And then 10 minutes will pass and I'll hear the voice again. And I'll be like, oh, I have no idea what just happened.
You blocked it out for the last 10 minutes. I get that.
Blank out.
Yeah, I've done that.
And so I buy this shit.
Which you can't see unless you're on youtube.com/JawaChatter, which you can go to.
So it's Princess and the Scoundrel, Shadow of the Sith, and Padawan.
And honestly, like, obviously Shadow of the Sith is the thickest book out of those three, but I'm looking at the other two and they're not like small by any means. Like, especially
Padawan is definitely a young reader book.
Smaller, but like the Padme
Princess
one.
And Scoundrel.
That's decent. The Princess and Scoundrel, sorry. Pages. Yeah, that's decent. I think 300 is a decent amount of pages.
350.
Yeah.
That's very a decent amount. Get into
it's a layup
those.
Book.
I don't know how we're going to talk about them on this channel. I don't know if Jeffers has time to read them. So this might be some nerdy solo content.
I'm down.
He's got the audiobooks.
Can you just direct me to which one you want to start with first? So I can
Shadows of the Sith. We got to do them in the order they came out.
Fair enough. Anyways, if you're still listening, friends on the podcast or watching on YouTube,
I've been entertaining.
Our main topic for today, our real topic for today,
never humble,
is that Rogue One. God, you too. Rogue One is being re-released and put on IMAX theaters, select IMAX theaters, I should say, and it has with it exclusive Andor content. What that means, they have not specifically told us.
I know what the exclusive content is.
Okay, what is it?
George Lucas has come back to do a special edition of Rogue One. And in this edition,
is it all hand drawn by him too?
Andor will ride a Dubac. They have created Dubacs in CGI. It's incredible. There's a documentary from 30 years ago about how they did it. And yeah, they're adding more Dubacs. And you know the scene where Jin is getting off of the prison transport? She's being rescued. Well, now when K2SO appears, he's actually obscured by a bunch of rocks that make you as a viewer go, how's he get around all those rocks? But he does get around those rocks and he enters the scene and he grabs her. It's very funny. So yeah, we're getting these special editions of Rogue One in IMAX for one day only in the United States only, because, you know, Canada just doesn't exist, I guess.
Okay. The very true thing out about everything he just said was that, yeah, Canada's not getting it. Sadly. I don't know why that is. I think that's really weird. Personally, I really was actually surprised by that. And I feel very bad that Nerdy's not seeing it.
So, Nerdy, you know, like how some people have, like, they're like, you know, in the shower, they're like, I'm going to make up a fake argument. Do you just think of like fake scenarios that involve George Lucas or Star Wars or whatever? Is that your moment of like, yeah, let me think of the most ridiculous thing possible. And then, yeah, I'm going to throw it on the podcast.
I would bet he does all this on the fly.
No, I want to be really clear. None of that was ridiculous. Those are actual tweaks that George Lucas made to the special editions when they came out. I'm just making jokes.
Yes.
R2-D2 cannot get out from behind those fucking rocks, George.
Too many rocks, George.
I didn't know that.
Do you guys not know the shot that I'm referencing?
No.
No, not that one. What I think of about the one that sticks out of my head over and over again, because I was a kid and I had like the enhanced VHSs. Wow, I'm really dating myself here. You know, like the box set that had Vader's head on it and it show you behind the scenes. The one that really stuck out of my head, I don't know why this is, was the speeder. They like it didn't have, I think it didn't have a shadow or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they're like, so they gave it one in the retouch up. And even as a kid, I was like, why? But okay. And like, I don't know, that one stuck in my head. So the R2-D2 one, I think I probably saw it when I was a kid as just like, it was already like that. So I don't even remember. I don't remember that specific thing. So what is the thing?
In the shot where, you know, when Luke has been knocked out and Ben like,
yeah, of course.
The gully there. Mm-hmm. It cuts to R2-D2 like watching from a cave. And in the original edition, R2-D2 like in a cave, and you're like, oh yeah, he's just like hiding. But then in the special editions, he added all of these rocks that R2-D2 is hiding behind. And it makes sense that R2-D2 is hiding behind rocks. But when you think about how did R2-D2 get into the cave, it gets really confusing with all the new rocks there. It's been one of those things that like I make the like, oh yeah, George put someone behind the rocks jokes since I was a kid. And this is why my name is literally Nerdy, is because I make jokes that only I would laugh at.
Yeah, no, for me, I'm like, I've only seen the ones that are on Disney Plus. I have not seen the original, just the new versions. Wow. Yep.
I have them on VHS right there.
Do you have a VHS player?
No.
That's not the point, Claudia. Come on.
Also, like, I do I do own the despecialized edition on Blu-ray though, so like I can watch the originals, but I nostalgically own the original VHSs.
Are the covers all like banged up and like?
No, they're in great condition.
Oh, you took care of yours.
I only own 5 VHSs. I own my original copy of The Lion King from when I was a child. I own my original copy of Willow from when I was a child, and I own the 3 original Star Wars. So I have a lot of Lucasfilm, and I have the Circle of Life.
That's fair. That's good. Life. That's pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
But yeah, Rogue One is coming back to cinema. And here's the thing. I'm sad because I only saw Rogue One in theaters 6 times, and I would like to make that 7. So this is really disappointing for me. And,
only 6.
I think that this is a top 3 or top 4 Star Wars film for me. I love Rogue One quite a bit.
Well, we did rank them. So
it's the first time for me seeing it in theaters, which is cool.
My ranking changes every other day. But
I am really excited to erase a bad memory I have of Rogue One. Like I have my only time seeing Rogue One in the theater, I had a bad experience, and that was more in the theater or just the bad circumstances than it was the movie. So like, and it was a little thing, but it was an annoying thing. Like, and I think I've maybe said this on the podcast, the guy next to me, I was actually at an Alamo Draft House where you are supposed to be quiet and whatnot. But this guy was clearly getting over a cold. So he was doing a lot of like, you know, like clearing the throat and the coughing, and like, that's fine. It wasn't like a germ thing. But what he did that just started to, you know, a little thing that started to drive me a little nuts while trying to focus on the Star Wars film I was very excited for. He would take a sip of his beer, and almost every single time he did, he goes, takes the sip. And I'm like, I think I might start a fight in this theater. I can't do this. And yeah, so like,
there was no second date.
Yeah, there was no second date with me and the random stranger next to me. No second date. But yeah, so like that kind of like stuck in my head and maybe gave me not so great a representation of Rogue One for a while. Not so much on Rogue One. Just like, I would like to erase that memory and start with this one and the IMAX. And I haven't been to an IMAX movie in forever. So Claude and I will be there day one. And no, I'm not trying to rub it in to nerdy. I'm just telling people who are listening. I'm excited.
I hope you're not there on day two, considering it's a one night only event.
Is it only one night?
Yes.
Okay. Well, August 26th.
It is August 26th.
The only reason I thought it was more is because our AMC like gave additional like days. I didn't click on them though, so I assume they probably just were something else. So I guess That's probably why. Yeah. So it's August 26th. We're going like last showing, and I guess we'll report back the following week and kind of give you a little bit of a rundown of what the exclusive footage was for those that want to know.
I have a feeling it's going to be like the first 5 minutes of the first episode.
You think it'll be that much?
Yeah, so the thing that
I was thinking,
the only reason I'm saying that is because back in the day,
back in Mod Art,
the Dark Knight movies did this where they played the first, they did like the first like 7 or 8 minutes of the movie.
Huh.
They released it. And so they did this with Dark Knight, and it was a thing. Like me and my friends went to the theater and we watched it, and then they did it again with Dark Knight Rises, which is what led to them actually changing Tom Hardy's voice in Dark Knight Rises, because I went to that first screening they did.
Yeah.
And we waited in line for like 9 hours. It was insane.
Oh my God.
On 72nd Street, New York. And, you know, it's this line around the block, and they did like 5 showings because it was only like 10 minutes of footage. So it was literally like, let people into this giant IMAX, show the 10 minutes, kick them out, give them a free t-shirt, bring in the next group of people. But I remember I went with my friend Sid, who I think is a writer for Polygon now. But he and I sat down and we watched it, and we were like, it looks really good, but like, can you understand Bane at all? Not a word. And so they initially said they weren't doing ADR for his voice, but I saw the movie and I was like, they clearly changed it. Like, it is so much more. And they eventually did reveal they did ADR him. But
yeah,
I might be basing this on a different studio doing a different thing
from a long time ago.
Wrong. But because of that, I'm going, it's going to be like the first 5 minutes, or it's going to be like the first sequence of the show that's shot on IMAX cameras, you know, so that it looks.
Yeah.
Good
in yeah. Environment. Yeah. Yeah. That'd be fun. I wouldn't be surprised if it was just a trailer, but if it was that, I'd be way more excited, to be honest. So that'd be great.
I just don't know why you would put out a trailer at this point.
No. So in my head, how would I have it is like their exclusive footage. I don't think it's going to stay exclusive. So what I thought maybe that my theory was they'd show like a trailer that will be exclusive to that audience for a day or two a week at most, and then release it to everybody else. That's what I was thinking, just to honestly get people more hyped and whatnot. But hey, if they end up doing that, I'd love that. So I'll take it. Give me the first 5 minutes or any
of
it.
You guys get tickets?
Yep.
Got it today. Yep. Good to go.
Oh, today. I thought this had sold out much faster than that.
So yeah, the tickets dropped today. But I checked as soon as I read that it dropped today. I went and checked, and it was still there, and it was midday.
There's a good amount of seats too, surprisingly.
Yeah, that was a good amount of seats. I was surprised, but I'm cool with it.
Claudia, you've seen Rogue One, right? Mm-hmm. You've seen all the movies.
Yeah, I've seen all the movies. Rogue One, I think I ranked as my second favorite when we went through all of it.
Are you excited to see it in? Because this will be the first movie you see in theaters first, right?
No, the Rise of Skywalker was the first one I saw in theaters.
All right.
Yeah.
I love that Rise of Skywalker.
You love all of them. I know.
No, I know you love all.
That's not that. If I had to choose one to be my first theatrical experience, it wouldn't be the last one of the series.
Nah. Yeah. No.
No.
That's fair. Yeah, yeah, no, that was part of the pushing to get through all of Star Wars. Jefferson's like, you have to watch all of them. We're going to the midnight premiere or whatever it was.
Well, I was going either way.
Do you have any Star Wars theater experiences that you remember? Like memories of, obviously, Claudia, you only have one Star Wars theater experience, but do you have any memories around that? Or Jefferson, do you have any like Star Wars theater experiences that really stand out to you?
This is for any of them, right? Any of the movies?
Yeah. Just any like theatrical experience, going to see it in the theaters. That isn't your being upset with Mr. Colt.
Oh, no. That was my only bad experience ever. Core memory was made when I was about, I want to say about like 15 or 14. I can't quite remember.
Like last year? Was that Skywalker?
Yeah, totally.
Did you just set me up to make fun of me, or did you ask me a question? How dare you?
I was going to say, it was a 2-for-1.
Yeah.
I was just giving my answer, man.
Okay, give your answer.
I'm giving Jeffers. I work with what I'm given.
I was about 14 or 15, and my best friends in high school, we all asked. So it came out, I think, on a weekday during school. It was Revenge of the Sith, and we loved the prequels then. I still do now. And I asked, we each asked our parents, really not expecting a good answer, and they all let us skip school for this. They all let us skip school to see the premiere of the movie. Or just see the movie that day. I don't know if it was the premiere. And it was amazing. I absolutely loved it. It was a memory that stuck with me my entire life. Just like, I've always loved Star Wars, but for some reason that moment, like, I think really enhanced it. It was just this great experience we all had together. And yeah, I loved it.
I mean, your parents saying you can skip school to watch Star Wars.
That blew my mind. Oh, and get on like the city transit from our small town to go into another town to get there like 20 plus minutes away. And they let us do all, you know, I was like, all right, let's go. Because I wasn't 16. I couldn't drive yet. So. Yeah, wow. It was incredible. I absolutely love that. You know, we also went to, if I had to pick another one, like Rise of Skywalker, though, that was like really fun. We had for a friend of hers at the time, they got us
What happened to the friend?
They moved.
They just moved. Yeah. They got us like a, ooh. We were part of this like, we were part of this like private screening, which was really nice.
So we got to go Thursday at like 9 p.m.
We didn't have to fight the crowds or anything. We just like had seats already ready to go. And we just walked in, and it was awesome. So that's probably mine. What about you?
The Thursday screening times crack me up now. Cause it's
so
like
ridiculous.
Midnight.
Yeah.
It used to be midnight. Yeah. Go. And like,
I remember we went to, cause I remember to see the final Harry Potter. JK Rowling sucks now. I get that. But going to that was so fun. Like I had my old like graduation robes. We were dressed up in that Slytherin clothes on. And then just like, that's what we use the robes as you know, your costume. Everybody was cosplaying. It was part of the dynamic was that
part of
if you were committed
right?
to the midnight, you were committed because you were going to have to be up until like 2:33 in the morning whenever this movie was finished.
Dude, I got dragged to a 2 a.m. one. You know how they started doing ones that were after the midnight?
No.
I got dragged to a 2 a.m. one and I almost fell asleep. I almost died after that. I've never been able to stay up super, super late, like it not sleep even as a kid. Like I've never done that.
I remember, I think it was the first Avengers movie that I went to the midnight screening and the 2:30 screening.
What?
But why?
But why?
To see it again. Of course.
You had enough energy. Well, I guess you probably had adrenaline, but I would just be so tired.
That was back when I was still drinking Monster Energy drinks. I always had energy. No, but nowadays, now, like, because it used to be 12, and then it was 9, and then it was 7. And now, the near us, the first IMAX screening on Thursdays for the Friday movie is at 4:30. And so we see everything at 4:30 on Thursday to get our review up that night. And wow. I kind of hate it. I kind of miss midnight. But now that I make videos afterwards, I'm glad I'm not up until 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I told the story about my sister's birthday on a previous podcast.
Yeah, it's fine. You can tell it again.
But for my sister's birthday, Revenge of the Sith was coming out, and we were doing a movie night with the family. So I made us all go to Revenge of the Sith. She fell asleep because she did not care about the movie, and I got mad at her for it.
Sounds about right.
But I saw every movie in theaters with my mom on opening night. Right, that was a thing. My mom's a huge Star Wars fan. She waited in line. There's a reason I am the way that I am. My mom waited in line in 1980 for Empire Strikes Back for a week. Right. Her and her friends, they camped out in front of the theater.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Mom's
because you can't just go on Fandango,
your mom
grab your
dope.
Tickets or whatever. Yeah.
Your mom is hardcore. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, my mom rolls deep. So yeah. I saw every Star Wars movie with my mom on opening night. I flew home for Force Awakens because I wasn't living in Calgary anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why Christmas was a great release for that movie, because I was already going home. I didn't have to make that trip.
Yep.
But then for the Last Jedi, I was in Japan touring, working for Disney at the time. I was touring with the Orchestra Japan, singing Disney songs. It was a fantastic tour. But The Last Jedi came out and I was like, well, I have a show tomorrow and I can't spend $2,000 to fly home to see this with my mom. So I went opening night in Japan to see The Last Jedi. And I was by myself because no one in my cast members wanted to come with me.
Right.
And I was in a packed screening on opening night and I was the only white person there. And I think pretty clearly the only person who spoke English, because I was having a blast. Like, I was having so much fun. I was laughing. I was cheering. And not another person in that theater made a single noise for 2.5 hours. And I probably ruined their viewing experience, right? That, Japanese culture is much more reserved. They don't cheer in the middle of things the way that we do here.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's a Star Wars movie, and I wasn't going to go and not have my experience, which maybe is a little bit selfish. But I also don't know how I could have. You know what I mean? I don't know how I could have sat there and been like, that's Luke Skywalker for the first time since 1983. You know what I mean? It just And so I had a party by myself in the middle of this sea of people who were all very quietly, I think, enjoying the film. They clapped at the end, which I found odd. It was a very polite golf clap. I felt like Phil Mickelson just birdied at the 18th hole or something. That's such a specific reference.
It is
golf.
A very
retired.
Yeah.
But
that tells you how much golf I watch. I know the golfers who golfed when I last lived with my parents. but incredible. Yeah, no, I remember having this incredible out of body experience watching The Last Jedi. And it was just so much fun. And I love that movie still. I think it's incredibly well made, despite the things I don't like about it. But I love it so much. And just having that first experience be this very bizarre solo experience in a crowd of people was just wild. And I'll never forget it.
Yeah, that's pretty unforgettable, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
I wonder if they were enjoying this or thought it was funny, or they were just they probably talked about it after the movie. Went to dinner or whatever. And
the
they're
one guy.
Who was that one guy just cheering by himself?
Yeah. No, that would definitely be a topic of conversation.
I had been living in Japan for 3 months at that point.
Oh, wow.
And I had kind of gotten used to, because I'm 6'4".
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the other thing. I was you're really tall.
I just got used to the way that I was treated, which was that I was a circus oddity to
Jesus.
Most people. And no, but literally, there were adult women in the orchestra who I worked with every single day who would play peekaboo around me in the elevator because it was funny that I was tall, right? And so, I had children when we were in public, children would come up and take pictures with me, and with Cheris because she was the black girl in our cast, and that is very strange to them, and so they her and I would get very odd interactions with people. But because I'm so big, I would have these very strange interactions. So by December 16th or whatever it was when the movie came out, I had just kind of gotten to the point where I was everyone's always looking at me anyway. I'm not going to there's nothing I can do about it. No matter how I behave, everyone is always going to be oh, he's so big. And I'm like, yes, I'm a large man. I'm, you know, thank you.
Amazing. Wow.
I walked into a suit store. I had ripped my vest for the show.
Oh, and no.
I ripped my pants. I needed new pants.
That's
worse. And I
walked in,
and a lady just walked up to me. She's like, no, 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 no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
She sent me to the tall person store, which was like three buildings over. It was in this giant mall district called Shibuya. And it was like three buildings over in the basement. There was this like dingy store for like big boys. And I walked down there and the guy was like, there was no one else there except this old man. And I walked in. He was like, okay, come on, give me pants. And he was amazing, but it was just one of those. I'll never forget him being like, looking at me and being like, no, we don't.
You will not find anything your size here.
Oh, yeah. Man.
It was a good time. It was a good time. I love Japan. I cannot wait to take Clarice because she's never been. So
I can't wait to go. Can't wait to go either. All right.
Yeah.
So anything else about Rogue One? I can't wait to see it in IMAX. I can't remember the last time I saw an IMAX movie.
We saw it in 1917. That was the last one we saw.
And how long ago was that?
What?
2 years ago?
Yeah.
2020. That was the last movie Clarusse and I saw in a theater before the pandemic.
Yeah, it's the last IMAX.
IMAX. We actually saw Onward. That was the last movie we saw in theater.
Oh, we were already on the ship by then.
So mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys don't actively go see IMAX movies?
No, I
don't think the theater that's closest to us in Japantown has an IMAX, to be honest.
We're within walking distance of a theater right now.
Yeah, and
so
we always go to that one.
It's kind of a hard sell for us unless we're like really, really excited about it. Mm-hmm. And just to be honest, like when I lived in Austin, Texas, I don't know why, but either there wasn't a lot of IMAXs or I just never thought about it. But now that we have like we have an AMC membership, and I did not realize until I booked the tickets today that IMAXs are covered by that, because I thought it'd just be a little more expensive, that they charge us more. Mm-hmm. I'm very much down to go to see more IMAXs, even though it's like a little bit further.
Yeah, we have to take a bus.
Yeah, we have to take a bus. It's not a big deal. We take public transportation here all the time.
No.
So, yeah, I'm excited to see a movie in IMAX. Is that how you normally see yours?
Bruce and I almost exclusively go to the IMAX.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Like, cool. We saw Morbius in IMAX.
Oh,
still terrible. Regardless.
Oh, wow. Oh, all right.
Yeah. Because most things, at least for their opening weekend at the IMAX near us, play in the IMAX theater.
All right.
And so it's not the 68th Street IMAX in New York, which is my favorite theater to see any movie in.
Yeah.
It is the biggest screen of your life. It really is. Like everyone should see at least one movie on the 68th Street IMAX. It is.
I would now like to do that. Yes.
Unbelievable. It is my favorite movie going experience. But even when I lived in like the far, far afield Brooklyn, mm-hmm. I would rather take the train an hour and 45 minutes.
Wow.
To see an IMAX movie there than go anywhere else.
Okay. I need to see it. I need to see a movie.
That
in
is
theater
a,
now.
A call.
That's a pretty high praise. I need to see this.
When I first moved to New York City, it was one of the only IMAX theaters still showing film on film. In the IMAX.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
He's the only one showing like the 70-millimeter films. Mm-hmm. And so I saw Dark Knight on film there, which was like unbelievable. Hateful Eight, the Tarantino film.
Oh, I forgot about that one. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. So that's, yeah, I'm a big proponent of the theatrical experience. I worked in a movie theater for 3.5 years.
Yep.
I know how to run the projectors. I know how to do everything. I worked in every single part of a movie theater. I love movie theaters. Like if I was going
you
to go
in
into
a movie
like,
theater.
Owning a business.
You both worked in movie theaters.
Yes, because we're nerds.
Yeah.
That's where nerds work in high school. It's like it's the prerequisite. If I could own a business, if I was going to like have like a brick and mortar, I would own an independent movie theater with like 5 screens.
That would be so cool.
Yeah. And I would show Rocky Horror on Saturday nights. You know, like I would do like the movie theater thing. And so I love movie theaters so much. And I wish I could go see this in IMAX because I love Rogue One. I love the theatrical experience. I love IMAX. I'm a big, 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 like if you can see it, IMAX, see it in IMAX guy. And so I'm sad about this because it's playing in Rochester, New York, which is like a 4-hour drive. And if it wasn't Comic-Con weekend.
Yeah.
We would be driving those four. We would just get a hotel that night. We drive to Rochester, do it. But because of Fan Expo, like we have Clarice has a booth the next morning she has to be at. She's like a slot at a booth to sell prints and whatnot. So like we just can't make it work this time. But I am jealous. I love Rogue One. This movie is very special. And Felicity Jones and Diego Luna are very good. And while I don't think we're getting any more Felicity Jones and Star Wars for a while, we're getting more Diego Luna.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. I just saw Frida yesterday and I forgot that Diego Luna is in it. Mm-hmm. And he's so young. And I was like, oh, you're a baby. Because it's 12 years old, that movie? Maybe? It's pretty old.
All right. I think it was when I was in college. So yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know if we'll ever see Felicity Jones in Star Wars again, but I would really like to if that's possible. I really liked her.
She's a fantastic actress. She's so good.
I don't see it. I don't know how. Part
of Jyn Erso's story still needs to be told.
Right. Exactly. And that's what I mean. That's what I mean. Like, I don't think it had ever happened. I just, you know, just liked having her in Star Wars. So it's not really like
although, like, she could, honestly, Saw Gerrera is in the movie, so or in the show. So, like, if Diego's not in the scene and they cut to what Saw's doing off on some planet and it's with Felicity, right? Like,
yeah, could be a cameo.
See the mission that got Felicity or Jyn Erso put in prison.
That's true, right? They'd have to like try to de-age her a bit because he mentioned her being 16, I believe. It's like, you gave me I was 16, you gave me a blaster and sent me, like, you know, left me or whatever.
That's true. No, I don't think it would work, right? Because that would have been pre Andor.
That'd be hard. That'd be hard. So I don't know, but
I don't think we'll see her again.
I don't think we will either.
She's definitely an enjoyable.
Maybe bad. It is always possible to see somebody in Bad Batch at this point. Honestly, nothing's off the table for Bad Batch.
That's where I'm holding out for literally everything.
Oh, and you can. I think that's actually realistically on the table.
Because do you guys know about Veer's Watch?
Mm-mm.
Veer's is one of the Imperial commanders, right? In the original trilogy, and so there's a Twitter account that's like Veer's Watch. And it is just a Twitter account that tweets about whether or not Veers has shown up in new Star Wars media.
Oh, my God.
And because they want him back, because Veers is great. Who doesn't love Veers, right? Except the Rebels. And so a lot of people anticipate him showing up in Andor because it makes sense. But I'm like, nah, it's going to be in Bad Batch. We're going to get babyface Veers in Bad Batch. It's going to be fantastic. And I can't wait for it.
Extremely possible in Bad Batch.
Yeah.
Also, before we sign off, it is. Before we sign off, mentioning obscure, like, very specific Twitter accounts, there's another one I like that I think you probably have seen, Nerdy. It's like the set, like the emo Kylo Ren or whatever. Have you ever seen that Twitter account?
Yeah.
That one's...
When Last Jedi came out, that one was...
That was so... It was going so hard. It was so funny. Like, so good.
There were so many ones that were trying to capitalize off it. And because I think there was, like... disappointed father Han Solo or something like that but no, emo Kylo Ren, it was so pure in the beginning. It was
so funny.
That was at a good, there was a good period of parody Twitter accounts back then. There was like emo Kylo Ren, there was God, the guy who was tweeting as God was, oh my God,
I didn't see that one.
During Trump's run in 2016, the God Twitter account was one of the funniest things on Twitter. His responses to everything was just perfect. Shit My Dad Says, there was a bunch of accounts like that.
Oh
my God. Huh. I miss old Twitter. Now it's just people telling me that I'm a cuck and I'm a soy boy because I like movies. Or telling me that I have virgin energy because I make content with my wife. Which I find very confusing.
The internet's a weird place, man.
It's not my favorite, but
it's not my favorite. All right.
Subscribe to YouTube channel.
So you can find that guy, Nerdy Nightly. Basically everywhere it's Nerdy Nightly, but definitely check out their YouTube, which is just going super strong all the time. So if you want to see any reaction videos.
Especially Sandman,
which has absolutely blown up.
We're done with Sandman.
But it's still on the YouTube, so go check it out.
I did just buy because when I originally read Sandman, I read my friend, so I just bought book 2.
Oh, there you go.
I bought my collection again. I'm very excited to reread this because I haven't read it in a decade.
Oh, nice.
I've heard amazing things.
Oh, my God. I just opened to the wrong page.
I'm glad that wasn't on camera. So
murder.
You can find Claudia at I Hate Clapping 7. Is that right? Oh, I got it right. Sweet. And you can find me on Just Jeffers Games everywhere on the internet as well. So we just hit 1K on YouTube, so you can find us there as well.
Yay.
For anything non-Star Wars.
If those pauses in what Jeffers just said about Claudia's username, if those are punctuation or anything like that.
No.
No, that was just Jeffers being Jeffers.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Well, as always,
it's okay. I was thinking that, Nerdy, but I was like, we'll just let it slide today.
I just didn't want people at home to be confused in case they want to follow you.
I hate clapping.
As always, this has been a fun and hurtful experience at the same time. Utini friends, and may the Force be with you. Bye.
Always.